There are now nearly 5,000 households in the state-run family shelter system in Massachusetts. That's an all-time high. And more than 1,000 of those families are staying in hotels and motels because there isn't enough room in the shelters. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel has been following the situation with the emergency assistance system, and she joins us now. Hi, Gabriella.
Hi there.
How is the state responding to this record level of need?
The state is doing a couple of different things. First, officials say they're working to expand shelter capacity. They've opened a new family welcome center to connect families with resources. And they are looking for people who can host new families arriving in the state, at least for their first few days. But I should say, the system is undoubtedly strained. We're seeing families showing up in emergency rooms because they just need a place to stay. Earlier this month, one of our main safety net hospitals, Boston Medical Center, had over 130 people sleeping in one of its lobbies, and that was just one night. The hospital leadership basically said this is too disruptive, so now their policy is that families can no longer stay the night.
What's contributing to this increase in family homelessness?
Yeah, there are a lot of different factors going on here, but here are three big ones. First, the high cost of housing and the high cost of living in Massachusetts is a big factor. Second, some pandemic programs to prevent homelessness have expired. For example, eviction protections ended in March. And third, over the past year or so, there has been a lot of new arrivals coming to Massachusetts and to a bunch of other states in the country. But many of these families are fleeing violence and unrest in other places, like Haiti. And one challenge here is that getting a work permit can take a while, and that then can force some people into homelessness and then keep them there.
What are people inside the shelter system telling you about the situation?
I spoke with Larry Siemens, who runs Family Aid. This is a nonprofit that provides over 100 shelter units for the state. He says these days they are basically always at capacity.
These are levels that our agency hasn't seen since World War II.
Siemens says about a third of his organization's units are occupied by families that are new arrivals.
We're finding families literally, they've been given a bus ticket by other parties. They arrive in our city, in our communities at night with nothing but the clothes on their back.
Gabriella, do all families qualify for the state shelter system?
No, they definitely do not. I actually spoke to an expert about this. Here is Kelly Turley of the Massachusetts Coalition for the Homeless.
The families that are in emergency assistance shelter really are just a small portion of all of the families and all of the people in Massachusetts who are experiencing homelessness, given the eligibility criteria and limitations for the program.
Based on school data, Turley estimates there are more than double the number of kids experiencing homelessness than we see in the state shelter program.
That's astounding. How does this impact them?
I know. There is evidence that traumas like homelessness have short-term and long-term implications for kids' well-being. I talked to Aura Obando. She is the medical director of the Family Unit for Boston Healthcare for the Homeless program.
A child that was previously potty trained is starting to wet the bed, for instance, or a child can have more behavioral outbursts that wouldn't be typical of, you know, how they were pre-homelessness. So those are pretty common.
And Obando says this kind of stress can increase the risk for chronic diseases later in life, like diabetes, heart disease, depression, anxiety. The list is pretty long. She says this record caseload is a good moment for the state to reevaluate its approach to family homelessness. And instead of going through the shelter system, which she says can be traumatic, she'd like to see other strategies that are common in adult homelessness, like permanent housing with supportive programs to help families find more stability.
WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel on a record number of families in state shelters. Thank you so much for this really important reporting.
Thank you.